Blog Talk Radio.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veterans legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Hello and welcome to another wonderful edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show, and I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of NP Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim legal advocate, standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have, and new head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department. Now, many of you have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or even dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, experiences, reasons for going barefoot, and the issues that you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. And we also have our live chat room open, so you can check us out there. Just go to freedomizerradio.com. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. A lot of very helpful resources there, articles, letters, cards, whatever you need. A lot of research that our group does and we put out there, free for the taking. Just go to barefootislegal.org. We also have our Facebook page, open to the public, and our Facebook group, which is a closed group. Just go Barefoot is Legal right on Facebook. You can interact with other members of the Barefoot community throughout our broadcast and after. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, just join our group if you have not yet joined already. But now keep in mind, though, it's a closed group for members in the group. You can join the public page if you want. Follow us there, watch what's going on, and interact. But in our closed group, this is not a place for you heavy breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. This is not a fetish community. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. You know, the warmer weather is among us, and along with that comes those that are venturing out of the foot coffins for the first time. Many of you have been full-time barefooters even in the winter, but maybe you are just going to start giving it a shot. Maybe you're interested in living the barefoot lifestyle. Maybe this is your first time, or maybe you're just getting out now that it's warmer and you've been wearing shoes all winter. Well, glad you're finally able to get out and enjoy your freedom again. And today I just want to focus mostly around our some advice for those of you that are going out for the first time. And if this is your first time, this does take a little bit of getting used to, all the sensations that you may feel in your soles. Many people complain that their feet are too sensitive to go barefoot, but that's probably because they're not used to the feeling everything on their bare feet. Although your feet have some of the highest concentrations of nerve endings in your whole body, your shoes have been keeping your feet from feeling everything. You know, they keep them trapped inside the shoes, all kinds of cushioning or whatever it is you walk on every day. So you're not familiar with it. Your body does need to adapt a little bit. It does need to get used to it a little bit. And, you know, you also need to become a little more aware of your surroundings. So it's not something you just go running right out your front door down the street, all happy, yelling, "Hey, I'm now barefoot. Hey, this is great." Because you need to kind of take a look around you, watch where you're walking. I mean, you know, we want to encourage people to be barefoot, but of course you want to be safe about it. You know, learning the position around your whole body in space is key. Second thing I want to mention real quick as we kick off our show is you need to also build up the health and strength in your feet and legs. See, just like in your arms or your fingers or anything like that, or your leg, what if you were in a cast? It's no different. See, after you wear a cast for several weeks, you know, to heal from a fracture, we'll say, it's scrawny, it's stiff, and the skin isn't as healthy as it used to be either. Your feet have been confined in shoes for a long time, and you know, it's kind of like the same way. Even if you're not quite to that extreme where you go barefoot everywhere, consider simple strength training, a little program you do just to help that effort along. You might also need to take care of some of the other issues like ingrown toenails, athlete's foot, et cetera, which will disappear over time. Again, today I want to focus around that healthy lifestyle. And for those of you first timers or just getting back into it after the cold months, we definitely want to help encourage you and give you some advice here on how to do it. See, your feet get used to all the sensations without shoes once you're out there doing it long enough. And those sensations become comfortable. And of course, you want to avoid problems that can be caused or made worse by footwear, such as corns, calluses, bunions, foot odor, nail fungus, ingrown toenails, and there's so many more. I can't even name them all. We only have an hour and a half. See, people think that their feet are weak and that they must wear shoes. And when they do, the muscles in their feet don't have a chance to become stronger. So they do become weak. Just like the analogy of using the getting out of a cast for the first time. See, another thing that some people may worry about, and you may see this a lot posted in our group or even on our page, and we get a lot of mail about it, is it's dirty, it's unclean, it's unsafe. I mean, needles and worms and all kinds of stuff and fungus. See, I think almost everybody listening to this broadcast lives in a developed part of the world that keeps the ground clean and safe for bare feet. Okay. There's a greater concentration of glass, needles, and other sharp objects in the sand on a beach than there are anywhere else besides landfills and, I guess, a biohazard container. I was going through some posts on Facebook, and there have been quite a few misinformed people, and people walk around barefoot, and they're going to spread fungus and disease everywhere around them. So I took the liberty. See, now a lot of people are worried that, oh my God, if someone walks by me without shoes on, I'm going to get athlete's foot, they're going to spread fungus. So what I did was I figured, let me take the liberty of contacting the Center for Disease Control and the Department of Health and Environmental Services and about a dozen popular beach destinations up and down the East Coast. Yep. I wanted to see if there were really any reports of outbreaks of any athlete's foot, worms, widespread pandemics caused by heavily concentrated barefoot populations. And I figure the beach is the best place to find that out. So, yep, you got that right. Locations full of people in bare feet, wandering the coastline, having fun, enjoying themselves, all packed together on top of each other, trying to grab a spot in the sand, like sardines, getting shit on by seagulls, pinched by crabs, stung by jellyfish, while bobbing around in shark-infested waters with waves, riptides, undertows, and killer stingrays that took the life of Steve Irwin, I think his name was. Well, anyway, they managed to return to their push-button jobs and mundane lives, unscathed from being barefoot. No one contracted a case of mold, fungus, E. coli bacteria, the crabs even, anything else from being barefoot. But it does not stop there, because maybe you're not a beachgoer. Maybe you're not a sea-loving type, and maybe you're a landlubber. You may prefer being out in the woods where you can submerge yourself into the wilderness a few feet from where you park your car, RV, boat, jet ski, and deep-sea diving bell for just to be part of nature. So I wanted to know how dangerous this could possibly be. Well, let's take a look at the dangers that lurk while camping. Ticks and Lyme disease. Arms, head, anywhere. Any exposed skin will go after. Snakes, bears, other annoyances that could ruin your wilderness adventure, skunks, mosquitoes. Take a look at all those dangers. And look at how effective shoes are against them. I've never heard of shoes repelling mosquitoes, warding off snake bites. That always seems to be the big one. Oh, but what about snakes? Well, they normally jump up and go for a leg. Now, not even a sneaker could protect you against that. People get injured wearing flip-flops on boats, since the bottom may grip, but you're going to slip right out of them. Shoes never block the spray of a skunk either, or the mauling of a bear or Lyme disease from a tick. Oh, and how about spiders? Yep, that's a big one. Yeah, I'm going to get bit by a spider. First of all, when you're walking down that trail and those webs are around your face or on your arms, you're not wearing your shoes up there. Yeah, the face, not your big toe. So what kind of dangers are out there? What kind of diseases will you contract, spread, or spontaneously combust from? Well, there really are none. Imagine that. It's crazy. I mean, all those dangers out there. Not one report of anybody contracting mold from walking around barefoot. Now, I have one for you, and I think I'll call this the most dangerous place on earth. I was in a store the other day, and not too many confrontations happen often, but every once in a while, someone will say something, and not just any store, though. It was a toy store. See, I was contacted by a friend of mine. I was coming back from the office, and I decided to go into a big box toy store because I couldn't find what they were looking for. So I passed a Toys R Us on my way home from the office to stop, and so I decided to stop it. I was in an aisle, and this, anti-Tinkerbell, the Tinker Toys with an earpiece, comes up to me. and asked if I had shoes. I said, no. It's not my specialty, but maybe you're an expert when it comes to toys. Can you tell me where to find this toy that I was looking for? And she continued to ignore my request. And, you know, my request for her expertise, I guess, weren't important. She began to tell me that she's worried that I'll get hurt. Now, a few other customers were around in the general area, and I asked her, you know, I just kind of, it seemed like so ridiculous. You're in a toy store. How dangerous can it be? And I looked at her. I said, why? Is Chucky loose? You know, the killer doll from the Chucky movies. And she just looked at me like, huh? And I said, okay, let me ask you this. Did someone piss off Talking Tina from the Twilight Zone and she's mad at someone for being mean to her? Now, there are other customers around me were laughing about the remarks. And then the clerk said, ready for this? She said, it's dangerous to be in the store barefoot. Now, I could not help but almost piss myself over this one. I looked at her and said, do you mean to tell me that all these toys you sell to children are unsafe and that a grown adult may be at risk for being anywhere near them? Now, by now, the other customers' ears, I mean, they've already had their dose of humor with this one. But, I mean, a very good question. And I then proceed to say, where are the labels warning me of such a thing? I mean, does My Little Pony have a trample hazard that she's going to step on my foot? You know, it she cuts me off. She then said, they're labeled for choking hazards. I told her my feet were not hungry, and as I walked, I just couldn't take it anymore. I told her, my feet are not hungry. I walked away, and I could hear others laughing at her. I found what I was looking for, went to the register, and, you know, they asked me how my experience was. I find everything, blah, blah. I told them at the cashier that there's one of your associates I left in one of the aisles that belongs to the Land of Misfit employees. I was done with it. She said, I apologize for that. But many of you may be traveling around the world. You know, you may see most civilized and advanced nations have no issues with bare feet. Yes, most. And you know who's the largest one that seems to have an issue? Of course, us. The land of the free, USA. Because most people are afraid and they make up imaginary things. But anyway, I'm not going to take up too much of your time with this rant. Just figured I'd share that story. I know we have some callers on the line and we have my co-host who's waiting to get in here. But I will mention this, though. Most of you, not only are you going to beaches and camping and you're doing a lot of outdoor activities, amusement parks. I have seen a lot of members and I've had a lot of messages about amusement parks. So, you know, most of them, they want to go to amusement parks this summer. So there are rides that will make you remove your shoes for safety reasons. But it's funny because they'll make you put shoes on until they tell you to take them off. Go figure. What do you do about amusement parks? Well, I have the answer for you. See, guest services, you know, there's one of those sections for all parks that you can visit, are required by law to provide fair and equal access to all attractions, and they must accommodate you. Now, different parks have different procedures, and we're not talking about just having one of those passes that puts you in the front of the line. I mean, you know, you may not want to bypass all that. I mean, yeah, it's great. But there's about seven things that you want to include in a doctor's note or a letter from your doctor in order to be barefoot in the park. And in general, you want to make sure that your doctor's note states the doctor's name, the address of the practice, and the doctor's medical ID number, phone number for the doctor's practice, your name, or the name of the person requesting the attraction access pass, as most parks call it, a statement including that you have a disability or other qualifying impairment, and not just a physical disability, but anything that's considered under the ADA and or any applicable state law. The valid time period for the disability. Now, that could be whether it's permanent, temporary, and all that. And the doctor's signature. That's all you need. And there you go. There's your access pass. And they got to leave you alone. They got to let you enjoy your time. Now, keep in mind, you would never at any point need to disclose, you know, or indicate the nature of your disability. Well, anyway, I just figured I'd throw that out there. And I'm sure some of you are going to have some questions about that in a little bit. But we have my co-host, Marissa, on the air with me today. And welcome to the show. And how have you been?
Hi, Nick. Doing well. Just at Walmart. Cashing my paycheck real quick.
There you go.
How have you been? How's your week?
Hey, it's been great. It's been a week, and I'm glad I'm back live this week. I know last week I was, I had a couple things come up, and I was not able to be live. So I believe that some of our listeners that were frequent callers were also listening, and they probably needed therapy because their radios were talking back to them, and it was them talking to them. So I think that caused a little confusion because there was nowhere in the broadcast stamped anywhere in an audio stamp in there that says, this is a pre-recorded broadcast, when the number was given out. So I know that there were some of our callers that probably needed therapy this week, and BIL and Freedomizer Network are not responsible for that. And but I hope that you're, everybody managed to get over that and their therapy. So
we're actually setting up a meet and greet here in Columbus. Found out that a couple of people in the group are not only stationed here for our U.S. military. You guys know I work with the military, but he's a barefooter. Not to mention some of the other girls that I already knew. So we're going to get together. We're going to get some events started up, get it known here that we're part of the barefoot community, and we're just so excited about that.
That's great. That is very exciting. So, and this is Columbus, Georgia, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Not Columbus, Ohio. Okay. So I know that there's a lot of meetups starting to happen now that it's warm, and a lot of people are, finding out about the group and, really taking advantage of not just our letter writing campaigns, corporate communications offices that Nick Deutschman does, but also our legal team that we have here. And so a lot of people now are more empowered and understanding of the law, and, a lot of businesses that may have had an old policy now understand where it came from and why this all happened, and they're being very accepting. And especially now the weather's getting warmer, it's nice to see that, the movement here and all that has a little steam.
Yeah, we're super excited.
That's great. What are the plans for the meetup?
Right now, it's just me and two other people, possibly a couple of more. I haven't heard back from them. We're probably going to go grab coffee or something and decide from there what we want to do with the community. Because in the area within like 30, 40 miles, find a meeting point halfway in between if you're listening. I'm more than happy to drive to meet more people that are like-minded, more people on the information that we have, and just teach people about being barefooted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And especially with, it's also nice as a support group too, because there's a lot of people that get discriminated against. There's a lot of people that may be oppressed or that, may have a medical condition or religious practice or something like that. And, it's kind of like it's empowering to have a network of people that they can speak to, meet in person. It's also like a support group, which is great. And I know I'm doing the same thing in my area. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm doing a, similar thing now that it's warmer. Throughout the winter, there's been a couple little meetups here and there. And we'll pick like a different restaurant, every once in a while. And but now that it's warmer, I know, so there's a lot more interest. So, which should be nice.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the summer holds for us. Started a new job this week, and I came in barefooted to do my orientation and everything. And my boss was like, "Where are your shoes?" And I explained everything to her. And I told her that, hey, I don't wear shoes. And she was like, "Well, is there a reason?" And I told her everything, and I was just teaching her about it a little bit. And she was just amazed. She was like, "There's so much more to know about going barefooted than what the world tells you." I was like, "Do your research."
Yeah, exactly. And that's great, because I know that you've been working a job where you've been barefoot all the time. And
yep.
And but now moving into, are you still in the same, is it a different position, or is it a different job altogether?
I just picked up a second job just because I have a very expensive habit and nice things, and so I work a lot and I keep myself out of trouble that way.
Got it.
Because, I am a little bit younger, and it just kind of helps me keep myself in check, and it's really nice. And I told her, I was like, "Hey, I'm going to be working third shift. I'm not going to have shoes on." And she was like, "Okay, can you bring me a doctor's note?" And I was like, "Yes, ma'am, I can."
There you go. That's all you need. That's great. That's really great.
Super exciting.
Nice.
Super exciting to work for companies that do not mind me being barefoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, we just recently had the large viral meme, I think like 5 million something hits on it, and so much positive response to it. especially from businesses that have been pouring out saying, oh, I'm very accepting of it. And, you know, they want the money. You know, I mean, you get a business that doesn't want you, then it's just like, well, hey, you know, there's 100 others out there that sell or serve the same thing that you do, and they want my money. And, you know, a lot of businesses don't realize that, you know, when they're on bad behavior, that there are fines and there's, you know, I mean, there are laws that protect someone's rights, you know, for going barefoot for whatever the reasons are. And that, you know, it can get pretty bad. I mean, businesses will close down just in one shot for discrimination. You know, most businesses can't afford those fines, you know. And then, of course, you always have the bad publicity that goes with it. You know, businesses spend a lot of money to get people in the doors. And then, you know, word of mouth and social media these days. I just found out about an incident this morning getting ready for the radio show. And it was, you know, one of those things that, you know, I mean, I have a little communication with them too. So this should be interesting. I may share that after the first break. But any advice? I mean, pretty much want some of the new crowd and some of the people doing this for the first time that are getting out now that the weather's warm. Pretty much want to focus this episode around helping them out. And any advice that you may have as far as getting out there, getting rid of the shoes and enjoying the freedom. You still there?
Oh. Sorry, my phone was disconnecting to my radio. But my best advice would be just to do it. Don't overthink it. 9 times out of 10, no one's going to care because you're not affecting anybody. You're not hurting anybody. You will have people come up to you and tell you that, oh, you don't need to do that. And that's when you have that moment to educate somebody. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you're in the wrong for doing something that makes you feel not only better about yourself, but it's healthy for you. If you have that moment, it can get bad. It really can. And a lot of people will get irate, tell you that you're dumb, that this isn't right, this is unethical, and so many other things. But just keep going. Educate people. Teach them what you know. Learn more for yourself, because I'm still learning everything every day. And I'm full-time. I don't wear shoes. Every time I go out with my friends, I don't have shoes on. If I'm at the bar, I don't have shoes on. If I'm out at dinner with my family, I don't have shoes on. And I've gotten to the point where I have a thing on my phone, learn your rights. Learn your rights. That's my best advice, is just learn your rights.
Yeah.
And if you need to, take a pair of flip-flops and stick them in your bag. And if they ask you where your shoes are, tell them they started hurting your feet. Because they are more acceptance of you taking your shoes off because your feet hurt than what you believe in.
That's true. Yeah. And I mean, like you said, the education point, you know, as far as when it comes to educating people that may not be understanding about it, you know, just showing them, you know, the documentation, showing them something from the Department of Justice, showing them something from the local human rights or civil rights for the state and all that. And letting them know that, you know, this is an old myth, you know, I mean, and that's what's crazy about it. People think that, you know, there are things where, you know, health departments and local codes and laws exist, and it's crazy. And, you know, it's sad. People still think that. And of course, you know, I mean, I've said it before on my program and, you know, where these myths came from when it comes to like health department and all that. And it's nice that now people are more aware of that, that now they're educating people even beyond that. But, I mean, it is one of those great things when you can get out there and start doing it. And this whole episode, we want to just give you some great advice, help you overcome some of the legal barriers, and also get you started. You don't just dive into the deep end. So no one delivered a huge suitcase of big dollar bills yet. So, we're going to have to pay a few sponsors when we come back. More. You want to call in, 319-527-6208 is the number. We'll be right back.
Hey, FreedomS, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org. Online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
There we go. Welcome back to the show. 319-527-6208 is how to be a part of it. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be a part of the show. Marissa, the co-host, sitting side saddle with me. And welcome back from the break. So we were talking before the break about just different advice that you have for first-timers and getting out there and, you know, not just the laws and stuff like that. But also, how about, like, you know, just the transition into it? Now, how long have you been a full-time barefooter, Marissa?
Roughly about 2 years. I mentioned that the last time we were on air. And my thing was is I've always been the type to go barefooted, so my feet were a little bit more prepared to go barefooted all the time than a lot of other people will be. But start small. I mean, jumping in headfirst is awesome, but a lot of people do have tender feet. So start small, start on grass, go to sidewalks, go to concrete, take baby steps. It's probably something that I've learned that a lot of people don't realize I need to do is, train your feet, because your feet are so sensitive when you first stop wearing shoes. I know they are. And if you can do small places, you can turn it into big places. Go to a mom and pop store. If you're afraid of going to a big business, just go to a mom-and-pop store. They normally, they're down-home people. They really don't care as long as you're paying for your stuff and not stealing from them, because they're the ones that they need the business. Places like Walmart and stuff, they don't – if they offend us, if they kick us out, there's going to be a million other people coming to that store. But mom-and-pop stores, they're not like that. And my favorite mom-and-pop store here in where I'm at it's probably where my mom actually works. It's a barbecue joint. And okay. They've always been acceptant of me not having shoes on while I'm in the building.
That's cool.
And I know I had a little bit of an upper hand because my mom works there, but
make a very good point about that. You know, of course, the baby steps. And also just, you know, starting out with maybe a smaller business. I mean, a lot of times – sometimes people may have anxiety. People may, you know, think that, you know, a lot of people are going to look at me and or laugh or stare or make comments or remarks or something like that. And sometimes a smaller business will help them get used to the feeling of being in public barefoot. Because sometimes people may have thought that, oh, it's like that taboo thing. It's, you know, you have those health regulations, you have this, you have that, and all those myths that go along with it, that people just are not familiar with it. Now that they know it's not the case, now that they know they have rights, but now just kind of overcoming that obstacle.
It gives you the confidence you need as well.
That's it. Yeah, I think that's the word I was looking for. It builds the confidence. We only have an hour and a half, so if you find the right word and I'm just rambling, stumbling for it, just feel free to just say it.
And really, yes, you're going to have people stare, and you're going to have people make comments, and there will be times I've had people take pictures with me, because living down south, it gets really warm during the summer, and I will walk into a store with a giant t-shirt on, no shoes on, with my bathing suit underneath, just coming from the lake. And I've had people take pictures of me like that and post it on our garage sale group to educate people how this is illegal and how this is unethical and how it's disgusting and stuff like that. And, yes, that does hit hard because self-confidence is at an all-time low in life. Let's not BS here. We all know it. And, you know, that just kind of showed me that, one, you've got to have that confidence in you. If you go in with your head down and not knowing what you're doing, it's going to not end well. But have confidence in yourself. If you're proud of what you do and you love what you do, be confident in it.
True. And that's the biggest thing, just building that confidence and getting out there and just doing it. And once you understand it's okay, let other people around you feel the same way. It is. And it's the freedom and the, you know, the sheer joy that people get out of it is just how, you know, it just realigns everybody's body. I mean, health-wise, I mean, you hear a lot about grounding. You hear a lot about the medical benefits of it. And doctors out there are constantly saying, you know, oh, yeah, definitely get rid of the shoes. Get rid of the shoes. It helps. You know, I mean, I know firsthand just from medical experience, you know, the medical issue that I had as far as, you know, the benefits and everything surrounding it. If anybody else wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. And, but yeah, Marissa, what you're saying, baby steps, you know, going out.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you the other day, but my mom actually got rushed to the ER a couple of weeks ago. And apparently she's got some issues going on with her feet. And the doctor told her, quit wearing shoes. If you continue to wear the shoes you're wearing, it's going to cause you to have surgery. And it's going to end up being more painful and a lot more money. And so she hasn't been wearing shoes. And her boss is okay with it. She goes everywhere without shoes on. And now she's feeling so much better. And
that's
so
great.
Knowing firsthand that a health issue can't be resolved or helped just by going barefoot, I mean, there's so many other things that are so much more to deal with than worrying if somebody has shoes on.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, hundreds and thousands of medical articles, publications, and all that have been put out in the medicine magazines, the medical journals, all that support this. And a lot of doctors are jumping on board with that, saying, you know what? Surgery may not be the option. Shoes are not the option. Medication may not be the option. You know, go barefoot. And it solves so many problems.
Yeah. It's really amazing what your body, how much your body changes once you start going barefoot. And another thing is, if you're a runner and you like running outdoors, like in the fields and such, do it barefoot. Not only will you ground yourself more, but you'll have a better grip on the grass because your feet have a better grip than those shoes do. And like I was telling you about the runner the other day, he was telling me that it was just so much nicer not slipping and running through that mud and sliding through it. And I was I flat out told him, I was like, it's because he didn't have those shoes on.
Yeah. And yeah, it's amazing when people finally kick them off and they realize, oh, wow, this is so much different. And they actually feel more confident. Their footing is more stable. Even their balance and their gait are more properly aligned. And it's amazing how they can then they carry themselves better.
Posture gets a lot better, too. I noticed that. I used to have a really bad habit of pinching my shoulders over when I walked, and now I stand straight up because my back is now in line because I don't have on heels, I don't have on wedges, I don't have on tennis shoes that mess up the alignment of my back.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a big thing, especially when it comes to, like, pumps and heels. Just hiking the back of your foot up so that all the pressure is down towards your toes. Looking at people that have been in those shoes for so long, it's like all their bones have reconfigured themselves to be, like, pointy. It's like their whole foot, like, kind of caves in the front.
It does. It really does. And the pointed toe high heels, I could never wear those anyway because I have really – I'm a fat feet. I'm not afraid to say it. I have Flintstone feet. I've always had Flintstone feet. But trying to put on a pair of pointed toe heels and kind of walking them was literally the most uncomfortable time of my life. It was the worst thing I've ever done to myself.
Yeah. But, I mean, just when you change the shoes or even if you just go barefoot, it's amazing how, like, people that have been in those pointy shoes forever, their whole body's almost thrown off. And, you know, it's, and then it, even if they always wear them, I mean, they always complain about it. So it's like, what's the point?
So, and the thing about it is, I'd rather just complain about it than change something.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's humans in a nutshell.
Yeah. And also going to what you were saying about the baby steps, you know, going out there maybe little by little. And I remember a few episodes ago, I think when it was starting to get cold, probably in November, I did an episode on like, there were a lot of people commenting on like going out in the snow barefoot and in the cold weather and ice and all this. And I did a whole scientific breakdown as far as your feet are warmer when contacting the ice and the snow than they are on a flip-flop and all that. And also just the baby steps that you take. See, I related it back then with just walk out your front door for a little bit so you can get back inside, you know, because frostbite, you know, and all that. In the summer, you have other obstacles with the warmer weather. And your feet will eventually build up a tolerance. And your body will recondition itself and get used to it, for example, on the hotter surfaces. So like it's kind of like coming out of the winter into the spring, your body will adjust to the warmer temperatures, just like it'll adjust going into the colder temperatures until finally you're able to go full time. And the baby steps, as you mentioned, are the best way to do that. You may not want to go on a mile hike barefoot for the first time in, you know, rugged terrain.
I would not recommend that to anyone.
No, not at all. Yeah, because as much as we are advocates for living a barefoot lifestyle and it's legal and all that, you also want to do it in a safe way. You're not going to go volcano hunting and all that barefoot for the first time. You know, lava rock is interesting to walk on, but yet at the same time, trails in the woods, stuff like that. Start in a park, you know, just leave the shoes at home and go to a park with some soft surfaces, some tougher surfaces, just to get your feet used to it. Because you're pulling those lumps of cream cheese out of your shoes after all winter, or if you've been in shoes your whole life, they're soft and not conditioned for it. So the baby steps are the best way to go.
And even as being a full-time barefooter, there is, when we go out hiking, there's times when I just have to stop for a minute because I know that there's rocks coming up. And I know even with tolerance, I do, there's some things that still hurt my feet sometimes. And granted, if I keep going onto those surfaces, I know that it will tolerate them entirely. But it's still, sometimes even as a full-time barefooter, someone that's been doing it for a long time, you still, there's sometimes that you just have to stop and think before you do something. Am I ready to take this far of a walk through this? Am I going to end up hurting my foot? And a lot of people are like, oh, you're going to walk on glass, you're going to get sharp needles, you're going to get a dirty needle in your foot. I'm more aware of what's on the ground than what's in front of me most of the time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because when you're barefoot, you're more aware of your surroundings, you're more aware of where you're walking. And that's why most barefooters don't step in half the mess that people in shoes step in. And I've often said it, you know, people that wear shoes all the time don't realize that they stepped and will say, "Don't shit," until it's already on the floorboard of their car or in their house. And then they got one hell of a mess to clean up. And
quit being lazy and clean up the mess.
You know, someone who's barefoot, they avoid all those obstacles. And there was an interesting video that one of our members posted in our group on Facebook. And it was a video about how like a craft store said that she was going to step on needles that are all over the floor. And so she made a video to demonstrate. She took a handful of needles, tossed them on her hard floor, stepped on them, and needles don't land point up. They lay flat.
They don't.
You know, I mean, people are afraid that all of a sudden, if it falls on the floor, there are magic spells that happen to it. And everything that's on the floor turns into like an evil weapon.
Obstacle.
Or an evil obstacle, an attack or something. I don't know what. It's amazing. Some of the logic that comes out of some things and just some things that people come up with. You almost have to ask them, do you believe in unicorns too? You know, where did you hear
that? I'm going to start asking people that.
I've asked people that a lot of times. I mean, you just got to look at them sometimes when they come up with something so silly and they want you to believe it, you just got to say, like, wait a minute. Did you hear that in, like, a fairy tale, or do you believe in unicorns? I mean, where did you come up with this stuff? I mean, it just sounds crazy.
Unicorns, leprechauns, and a pot of gold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if that's the case, I'd rather have a leprechaun and a pot of gold. Do you believe in that, too? You can drop the whole pot of gold right on my foot. I won't sue you.
No, I'll just take the pot of gold and I'm running with it. Might sell it back to you, but I'm running with it.
Or it's like a proof. When he's on the air, he was telling a story about a bank. They said there's glass all over on the floor of the bank. I was like, you know what? They should hope they drop a gold bar on your foot and you get to keep it. I said, and how's a flip-flop going to protect you? You know, it's like, what kind of danger? I mean, they just think that the world has been invaded by glass and hypodermic needles and worms. I mean, if that was the case, wouldn't Trump be firing missiles at that? I mean, we're not at war with glass on the ground.
No, we're about to go into World War III, but that's a whole different story. We're not at war with glass.
But, I mean, you know, they think that all this is like, whoa. I mean, and they just, you know, and of course you always have the myths of the health department and all that, which... You know, for those of you listening for the first time, I know we have quite a few callers on the line, and I don't know whose number's whose, but I keep a list. I have a whole database of numbers that call my show. I know who's new, who's not, who the trolls are out there. So it's funny because I see a lot of the newer callers that are calling in, and, you know, we always have thousands of new listeners each week on this program. But for those of you that have not heard the health department myth, it started in the 60s and 70s with people not wanting hippies and poor black people in their establishments. It has a lot of racial background. It has a lot of discrimination in it. And so that's where a lot of these signs came from. And they, you know, these people just wanted to say, you know what, well, we don't want to be in trouble for not letting people in, so we're going to blame it on the health department. So, like, a lot of places, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's some places that still have that mentality. And that's what we're here to debunk.
And, you know, so, if you will actually, like, go into your local health department, they'll send you any information you want about it. I have a thing on my phone for Georgia from the health department that it states there is no laws, there is no regulations, and there is no reason why anyone should be kicked out of an establishment for not having shoes on.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
Yeah, and health departments get these requests all the time from thousands of people, every month, every week, because people perpetuate this myth that there is such a regulation, sometimes misclassified as a law. You know, you hear that one too, health department law. You know, like, well, the health department doesn't sit there with legislation passing laws. You know, it's and you really got to worry about the people that handle food that are not aware of what the health department really states. That's what always worries me. If someone's sitting there saying that, you know, oh, it's a health department guideline or regulation or something like that, and they're the ones handling food, that just shows that they probably should not be handling food if they're that unfamiliar with what the regulations are for the health department. So, kind of scary.
I told you I started that new job. Well, it's at a gas station. My son's saying I work at a gas station.
Okay.
And we've got quite a few here in Georgia. And one of the ones I go to regularly, it's not the one I work at, is across the street from a skate park. I'm sure y'all seen the picture I posted on the Facebook wall the other day of me and a friend of mine. And I went into that store that was across from the skate park. And like I said, I work there, so I know I could be in there barefooted at this point and for not having shoes on. And I asked her how long she'd been working with the company. All right. It's hilarious to me. I asked her how long she's been working with the company, and she said about a year and a half. And I asked her, I said, have anyone ever told you that someone barefooted can't be in here, or is this just something you personally believe? And she was like, oh, no, it's a health code violation. And so I was like, ma'am, I actually work at a Circle K, and I work barefooted. And she was like, oh, no, you don't, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. Well, I told her my store number. I told her to call my manager. And she was like, no, you need to get out of here before I call the police on you. And that was probably the best learning experience for me, because I was so dumbfounded that she was so against me being in a store barefooted when literally all I was doing was getting a drink. That's all I wanted. I was thirsty. I had been skateboarding. You know, just wanted something to sip on. And she wanted to argue with me that I couldn't be in there barefooted, but I could be in my store barefoot working.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what? It's funny you mentioned that company. The many years ago, me and a friend of mine, we went into one of those locations and stuff where we are, and never had issues. All of a sudden, my friend goes in there one night. He comes back all pissed. He goes, "There's this lady there who told me that she's not blah 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 blah. I can't believe it. Anytime I'm with you, this never happens." And blah blah blah. And I go in there, you know, and all of a sudden this lady's giving me all kinds of shit, blah 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 blah. I said, "Wait, whoa, 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 what?" So, long story short, ended up having a conversation with the district manager for the location over the course of a week. So,
yeah, that's really all it takes a lot of the time.
Yeah. So we decided, okay, we're going to go back in there just to see if their attitude changed. And so me and this buddy of mine, we go back into this Circle K, and sure enough, that same lady, you know, on and on and on. I said, "Oh, is this what you were talking about?" He goes, "Yeah, look at her. She's not." I said, "Oh, no, I see that." I said, "Why don't we do this?" So it was around 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening. So I took out my cell phone and I called the district manager. And I said, "I know last conversation we had, this issue was going to be addressed and blah, blah, blah." And she goes, I sent something out to the store manager to make sure that the employees are aware that we have no policy, this, that, and the other. I said, "Well, your employees, you're acting like a lunatic." I said, "Do you want to talk to her?" She goes, "Oh, you're in one of our—" "Of course, yes, please." I said, "Here, your district manager's on the phone." "I don't have time for your BS, blah, blah, this, that, and blah, blah. I need to call the cops and blah, blah. You can't tell me that my district manager's on your phone and this, that, and the other and everything." So I picked up the phone. I said, "Well, hey, now you have it firsthand." She goes, "No, excuse me." She hung up. She called the store. The lady goes, "If this is a prank call, blah, 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 I don't need to be harassed and blah, blah," and hangs up on the district manager. Store manager called 3 minutes later and everything, and the store manager said that she's fired. It was just one of those things. I mean, it was just like, she didn't believe that it was the district manager, so finally her store manager called her, you know, fired her, and apparently there were other issues, I guess, where she was selling tobacco to underage people and stuff like that. So I guess this was the final straw, and they just needed something, you know, to nail the coffin shut.
Sorry, I know it's a little crazy on my end right now, but I just watched a car accident happen.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't involved, were you?
Oh, no. I was literally riding down one of our main streets, headed back to my job, and a car smacked another car, and I was right in the middle of it, and both of them went to pull off, and I'm literally right in the middle.
Ah. Well, you know, too bad this isn't a video program. Too bad it's like not like a live on TV where we all have cameras. That would have been the best witness in the world right there.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Well, I guess you're going to have a couple things that you need to address there, I'm sure.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you probably have a couple things you got to attend to there on that end. And I'm sure. But we're coming down to the bottom of the hour anyway. And so we come back. Want to be a part of the show? 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be a part of the show. And we're going to make sure, I'll check in with Mercy here in a little bit, make sure that everything's okay on her end during our quick break. No one delivered a big suitcase of money yet, so got to sell some ads. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org. Online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly unwanted pounds. FEMA or fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. recite the Constitution in a public commons, or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIO radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone, and if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the time they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, 'cause the times, they are a-changing.
Dealing lights, 527-6208-9-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8
for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. 'Cause the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing.
Well, there you go. What about Dylan? 319-527-6208 is the way to call the show. There you go. Little Dylan for you. So let's see. Before the break, we're talking about transitioning into living the barefoot lifestyle. Of course, when they're not crashing cars into each other in Columbus, Georgia. So co-host back with us on the air. Welcome back to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. Again, if you didn't hear Bob Dylan tell you the call-in number, it's 319-527-6208. If you want to be a part of the show, press 1. So anyway, transitioning. What, you know, I mean, you've been full-time for 2 years, barefoot.
Roughly, yeah.
And your memory is probably better than mine because I've been full-time 15 years. So looking back, it's hard for me to kind of pinpoint exactly what I went through, but why don't you share some of what your experiences were when you first started for our listeners that may be looking to do this for the first time?
When I started going full-time barefooting, I was just finishing up school, and a lot of my friends were really clueless-minded to the fact of it. And so I started out small, like I said, on the top floors. And then I started transitioning into going out with my friends without shoes on. And I really learned who my friends were at that point in my life, because I had a couple of friends that they said that it didn't bother them to my face. And then I'd hear all the things they were saying about it, how it was gross, how I needed to learn home training, and this, that, and the fifth. And you really do learn who your friends are when you start doing something that you're passionate about. Either if it being barefoot, it being art, if it being going to school full time to do 5 or 6 degrees at once, you really find out who's really there for you and who believes in you and who cares about anything that you do and what you believe in. The first couple of months, it really wasn't anything too major. I had a couple of confrontations. I got pulled over once. I was told that I was disobeying the law by being barefooted while driving. I had to educate a police officer on being barefoot is legal while you're driving.
I love it.
And I went to court for my ticket, because what it was a seatbelt ticket, but I had it on. It's just I sit so close to my steering wheel that it didn't look like I had it on. And so I had to go to court to fight that, and I'm in the courtroom without any shoes on. And the judge was like, "Ma'am, you can't be in here without shoes on." And so we had to go through that. And it was honestly some of the best times is when I first started being barefoot all the time, because you have so many people that not are just coming up to you to judge you, but they want to know, like, why you do it, what makes you so passionate about it, what makes you happy about it, what gets you excited. And it's honestly, it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me in life. I've met some really awesome people. You guys brought me and my mother-in-law, my ex-mother-in-law, closer, both of us being barefooters. And it's honestly been one of the most positive things in my life. Shortly after my dad passed is probably when I most, like, started going barefoot, because he had a lake in the back of his home. And I'd go out there and walk around, and I feel closer to him. Because, you know, grounding is a thing. The energy of the earth is so much higher than any energy you can get from a Red Bull any day. And I can't quit smiling when I talk about, like, starting out, because it was crazy, because just one day I quit wearing shoes altogether, and everyone was so confused. And a couple of my friends asked me at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, hey, I'm going to Walmart. You want to ride with me? Sure, why not? I love 4 a.m. Walmart trips. We're young.
Those midnight Walmart
fun.
Adventures where you get to play with everything in the aisles.
And you get to stand in line for 45 minutes.
those are always an adventure.
And we had so much fun. We literally went in there for like 2 things. We spent almost 3 hours in Walmart. And I was barefooted the whole time and just enjoying being myself around my friends and out in public and having people just give you the craziest looks, because you've got the biggest smile on your face and you're barefooted and you're having fun. Granted, we got in a little bit of trouble because we were riding bikes down the aisle, so we weren't supposed to, but
that's
day.
Always one of my favorite things to do in the middle of the night, actually. It's just jumping on the bikes and just riding them around and throwing the big balls at each other, those big bouncy balls.
The ones that are like $5? Yes.
Yeah, or you jump on the bike and you ride it and you do pool noodle jousting. Have you ever done that, where you take the pool noodles on a bike and you joust with them?
That's one of the funniest things.
Oh, me and a friend of mine would have a ball doing that.
We'll get
Actually,
in there.
I think
we'll
I'll
start
do
a
that tonight.
Game.
Yeah.
If you were closer, I'd join you, but you're kind of a little ways away from me to come enjoy some pool noodle jousting with you.
Pool noodle jousting on bikes in Walmart. Yeah. That's always fun.
And, you know, it's prime time to start going barefooted, because you're already going to be at the lake, at the beach, going different places to go swimming and stuff that you're going to be barefoot at, because who's going to wear a pair of shoes in a swimming pool?
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. And so just don't put your shoes on when you go to leave. And if you need to stop somewhere, don't worry about putting them on. There's your starting point right there. Because it's hot enough where I'm at. I don't really know where the temperature it is anywhere else. Right now in Columbus, Georgia, it is 91 degrees at almost 3 in the afternoon. And so it's going to get a little bit hotter, and then it's going to cool off for a little while, and then we're going to be right back into the heat again tomorrow. And so it's the perfect timing, because you don't need your shoes. You really don't. You just take them off, guys. Just don't wear them. Don't do it. Just don't. And if you're going swimming somewhere, tell your friends, hey, I need to stop at the gas station. And if they don't have shoes on, they're like, oh, I can't go in because I have shoes on, encourage them.
Take them with you. Yeah. See, sometimes that's the easiest way to start converting, or just kind of let people realize that, wow, it really is okay. You know, you just say, you almost trick them into it. It's almost like a mean trick you play. But it's true. I mean, people are just like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. I never could. You know, take that opportunity to just kind of say, you know what? I got to stop and get cigarettes. Or I got to stop and get, you know, soda or something. Or I got to stop and get, you know, gas.
Yeah, something.
And then say, oh, no, the receipt didn't print. Go in and get one for me. They're just like, all right, geez.
Just like that. And it's so simple. Because once they realize, oh, wow, I can go at this store barefooted. I wonder if I can go at this store barefooted. I wonder if I can go at this store barefooted. It starts a cycle.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome. Sister's actually in town from Washington right now. And she was with us that day at the skate park. And about 20 minutes after being there, she realized that I was barefooted. I mean, she knows that I go barefooted everywhere, and she just didn't think about it. And she looked at me and goes, why do I still have my shoes on? I said, I don't know. I've been wondering the whole time. And so we walked all the way to her car. Walked all the way to her car just for her to take her shoes off. And we come back, and everyone was like, oh, look, another person that doesn't wear shoes. And I thought my sister was about to kill them. She she was like, look here. And she just started educating them. And I didn't know she knew as much as she knew about it. I had no idea. And so I'm just sitting here in amazement. And I'm like, I think I started this.
Look at what you started. You know, and that's great. I mean, it is almost like it's contagious. And, you know, I mean, it's no different than, like, you know, you go someplace, like, go to a wedding or a dance or something like that. You notice how, like, one person takes off their shoes and then, like, all of a sudden everybody else starts taking off their shoes. It's like they finally realize at a certain point, and they're like, I can't take this anymore, and they just ditch them. And people also start having more fun. You know, I was at a wedding, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, well, the ongoing joke was, would one friend of mine wear clothes, would I wear shoes, and would another one wear a walk on his head? It was one of my best friend's weddings. Very eclectic bunch. And so, you know, the ongoing joke was everybody was taking bets. And it's like, where would I get shoes from to even wear? Like, what are you talking about? Like, so it was funny because at one point in the night, one friend of mine grabbed this hand drum and started playing. And all of a sudden, this huge drumming thing started. And the DJ just gave the mic to one friend of mine. And it was this huge, like, explosion of energy. And everybody just started dancing around in this big circle. And it was this magical moment. All of a sudden, after, like, an hour almost, like, an hour of this craziness and explosion on the dance floor, everybody was trying to figure out where their shoes were. We didn't realize it at the time, but everybody really did kick off their shoes, and we didn't even realize it, but they were all barefoot and just dancing around and, you know, just enjoying themselves. And it took a good half hour for everybody to find what shoes they came with, because it was, the whole place was a mess. And, yeah, the brownstone never saw anything like that. Probably never will see anything like that again.
One thing I've always said, if I ever have an actual wedding, because I get married at the courthouse, and I didn't have shoes on for that either, but I don't want to ban shoes at my wedding, but I do want to have, like, a place for everyone to put their shoes if they don't want to wear them. I plan, if I do ever get married again, if I ever have a wedding, let's just say that, because that was not a good experience for me.
Okay.
I don't want anyone in my wedding party to have shoes on. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, why don't you have it at the beach and such like that? No, I don't. I want to have it in nature, and I don't want to have shoes on. And everyone's like, that's so crazy, because what if you step on a twig? Okay, if I step on a twig, it's going to crack. That's what's going to happen. My weight's going to overdure it.
Wow.
And,
a twig.
And I've seen someone post about it on Facebook about banning the shoes. I don't feel like you should ban shoes from your wedding or for any event. Because there are some people that are uncomfortable with the thing of going barefooted.
Well, it's kind of like I saw that post, and it's funny you mention that, because no different than a business requiring you to wear shoes if you get hurt, they're liable. It would be no different than if you require people to not wear shoes and they get hurt, you'd be liable. It works both ways. So I can look at that and say, you know, probably not the best idea, but suggest that if you're comfortable, please do.
And that's all it takes, because if they see on the RSVP or for anything, because, you know, we've got social media now, but a lot of people do invitations for stuff on there now. Just put in there, you're welcome to come barefooted. Just let them know, hey, just come as you are. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, when you go to church on Sunday to wear your Sunday best. I'm not religious, but if you read in the Bible, it does say come as you are and not as your best. And that's
it also says, please do not wear your shoes, for this is holy ground. Remove your sandals.
Exactly.
I've been to a barefoot wedding. You know, two close friends of mine, they got married, and they had a barefoot wedding, and everybody in the wedding party was barefoot. And even though I think the groom normally doesn't go barefoot that much, it was required of him to go down that aisle barefoot. And he actually did keep his shoes off wedding and reception.
And that's awesome, because that could have been the part where he just decided, you know, I don't need shoes anymore.
Yeah, and I have no idea how that even came about. I don't think it was because I'm such an avid barefoot. I don't think they planned their wedding around that. But yeah, it was interesting how they just came up with that concept, and that's the way they were, and that's what made him happy, and that's the way they wanted it. So.
And that's such a beautiful thing. because compromise is a thing too. And I feel like they may have had to compromise a little bit on that since he wasn't wanting to go barefoot all the time. But, you know, when you have that support, hey, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Like Nike, just do it.
Just do it. Oh, my God. Did you really throw, like, a shoe commercial thing out there at this? Oh, my God. What are we doing to our radio show here?
We're enjoying it. We're just doing it.
We can't have that.
And support your local artists, because I know you can order barefoot sandals online all day long, but find someone that does it for, like, to make extra money. Support them because they're supporting something that you love. That's something that I've always, like, enjoyed is, like, handcraft. I've always believed that something that's handmade for you is better for, like, I don't know, it has more thought in it, I guess you could say. And so if you see somebody, there's a girl on our page, she makes barefoot sandals, and they're so adorable. Don't order them offline. Order them from someone who makes them. Because, one, they're probably going to be sturdier, and two, they're going to be personalized to be who you are.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, not a big supporter of the barefoot sandal thing. Only because bare feet are bare feet. Now, I get it. It's really like almost like a false sense of security for a lot of people where they want to go barefoot.
Yep.
It kind of disguises just the top of the foot, like in a very minimalist way, you know, whether it's string, thong, leather or jewelry or something that looks like it could be a shoe. But it's really just a disguise or just to throw off the shoe Nazis. And that's fine. I get it. It's a first step. First barefoot step in the right direction? I don't know. And maybe it does help them overcome that barrier that they may have. But honestly, I think barefoot is barefoot. I think jewelry is one thing and all that, but I think that trying to disguise the fact that being barefoot is legal or being barefoot is okay, I don't see it as much help. I think it's more of a help to the individual person that wears them, not necessarily to the cause.
I definitely agree with that. I do. Because you can fool anyone by just showing them what they want to see. Because they just want to see something on top of your foot. But we were talking about, like, starting out. And that's one reason I mentioned that is because that is a good starting point. That
yeah.
way you avoid the confrontation. You avoid a lot of things with having at least something covered on the top of your foot. It's not going to prepare flip-flops that you're wearing right now.
Exactly.
But it'll at least give you that little bit of confidence that, hey, I've got something on top of my foot. No one's going to say anything to me. I got this. It's just the baby steps like I was talking about.
It's a baby step. It's also a confidence booster and all that. You know, just to throw them off a little bit. And that's great. I mean, you know, to each their own, I get it. To me, I think that disguising the fact that you're barefoot doesn't necessarily help the overall movement or awareness to what's going on. But yet at the same time, everybody needs to start somewhere. And it's funny because whereas people may be accepting of a little piece of string going from your toe to your ankle, just as they're accepting of a flip-flop, and they try to, you know, if they try to argue that, like, you know, if you take one and put them next to the other, neither one of them does whatever they believe it does.
Nope.
You know, I mean, there's no way a string on a foot or a thong on a flip-flop is going to, you know, ward off the evil spirits of mold and all this. There's no way that it's going to really protect you from stepping on anything. It's more in the person that, you know, it's all in their perception that they think that you have something on your foot and therefore the world is safe and you're okay.
The world is at ease.
Yeah.
But I've had one pair and I wore them for one of my friend's wedding. They were really uncomfortable to me. I don't like stuff on my feet. Just being honest, I've gotten to that point where if anything touches, like if I have to put something on my foot, I'm just super confused and super, I don't know, just there's something inside of my soul that's like breaking every time I have to put something on my foot. So having to wear those for a wedding, my toe not only was uncomfortable because there was like a pearl that like went around the toe. And so I was, like, having to step, and every time I stepped, it clacked, and I was just, oh, it was so bad. Something inside my soul just broke. And as soon as the wedding actual, like, part was over, I looked at her, I was like, can I please take me both?
Yeah, it's almost like annoying. It's like that, it's like that string that hangs off your shirt or something on, and rubs your elbow. Like, you ever have one
if
of those? It
can
almost
off.
Feel the same thing. Exactly. You just want to cut it off. You know, and you sit there gnawing on it, like in the middle of dinner or church service or something. You sit there gnawing on a string trying to pull it out. You know, it's like
and
that annoyance
like, you know,
that's always there.
It's so. Like that one person in school that you just really didn't want to talk to, but you had to.
Yeah.
That one little string.
That one little string or that one little thing around that toe. And it just annoys you. It's like that mosquito that buzzes in your ear, but it doesn't bite.
And then you would try to kill it. It finally does bite you. Yeah.
Exactly. Then it's somewhere else. It's like, oh my God, I just got it away from my ear. And now it's attacked my spleen. This evil thing.
Fun fact, I've never been stung by a mosquito on my foot, so.
Yeah, you know what? It's very rare. You know, I mean, they're not sitting there lurking in the grass. They're sitting there flying.
Just like the bees.
But yeah, that's a very interesting point. Very rarely will I get a mosquito bite on my foot.
I'll get them on my arms all day long. Fun fact, if you want to put bitten bit by mosquitoes, put more garlic in your diet. But I'll get bit on my arms all day long. But my legs and my feet, they do not attack. I think I've had like possibly about 6 in my life on my legs. I've never had one on my foot. And when summertime rolls around, even before I became a full-time barefooter, summertime, you didn't catch me in a pair of shoes. I just couldn't do it. And still to this day, I can honestly say, as I'm sitting in my car with my feet out of my window while I'm on the radio show, I've never been bit by a mosquito on my foot.
Yeah. It's weird. I think that, well, a lot of times mosquitoes are more attracted to a higher acid in your body.
Yep.
And when you're barefoot more, you don't sweat through your feet that much.
No,
so,
because your feet have gotten used to being out in the air.
Your feet breathe and all that. So there's a lot of scientific explanation behind it too, whereas it's not a target. It's not as attractive to a mosquito as, we'll say, an arm, a hand, your neck, and other parts of the body where you have a higher concentration of sweat glands that perspire more when you're barefoot. Because your feet don't. So.
They don't sweat.
Yep. That's true.
Oh.
And it gets rid of foot odor.
And you know how I was talking to you about going to that sport event not too long ago, barefoot for the first time?
Yeah, the hockey. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm super proud of my team this year. We are out of the playoffs. We did not win. And it could possibly be our last year. But they were completely awesome to all of us. They thanked all of us for all the years that we've given them. I've literally been going since I was 3 weeks old. I think I touched bases on that the last time. And it was probably the greatest game I've ever seen my team play. Granted, they got their asses tore up, lack of better words. We got stomped. But my team played as a team. And like I said, I'm not a religious person by any means. But after the game, both teams got to the middle of the ice, and they sat there, they took their helmets off, they dropped their gloves, and they stood there and prayed with each other. And I got to talk to a couple of players afterwards. You know, once they come off the ice, they stay barefooted the whole time, too. And I got a chance to talk to some of them, and they're so humble with the season they had, and none of them questioned my barefoot antics, none of them. And they were just so supportive of everything. And so
that's great.
The people like you least expect to be supportive of it are probably going to be the ones that are most supportive of it.
Well, you know, too bad your team didn't make it.
There's always next year, we hope.
There's always next year. And just like this week, we're out of time. So there's always next week. So make sure you tune back in Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Catch us here. Until next time, keep them bare. And watch where you walk and enjoy your freedom to live the barefoot lifestyle. I'm Nick Pierce, co-host Marissa. Again, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. Join our groups. And until next time, take care.